Dad left us, and Mom can't find a job. How are we going to be okay if we don't have any money?
I don't know how God will do it exactly, but I know He always takes care of His family. Thanks for tuning in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. As always, I'm glad you're listening, and as always, I'm Zach. When you get hit with a big change in your life, you know, something that tosses you upside down and makes you feel confused and scared, it's hard to see how you'll ever be okay again. Maybe a parent left your family, or maybe you had to move out because your family got evicted. No matter what ordeal you're going through, know that if you're a Christian, you can tell God what you're afraid of, and He'll take care of you. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Bring all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you." And now for our story today. It's entitled, In God's Care. On her way home from a job interview, Morgan and Lissa's mom stopped at school to pick them up. "Mom, when is Dad going to come back home?" Lisa asked as they started out. She asked the same question almost every day. "He isn't," snapped 12-year-old Morgan before Mom had a chance to answer. "Mom's told you 100 times. Morgan wanted Dad to come back too. She missed him and she felt scared, but Lisa's question just reminded her that it wasn't going to happen. "How will we ever manage without Dad?" Morgan wondered. "What will we do if Mom doesn't find a job soon?" Mom seemed to sense Morgan's thoughts. "Don't worry," she said. "Jesus is with us and He'll never leave us. We can trust Him to take care of us. One of the ways He does that is through the church. We can rely on them for help and encouragement when we need it." Morgan wanted to believe that, but sometimes it was hard. Suddenly, the car sputtered and slowed down. Mom steered it to the side of the road just before the engine stopped. "Well," she said when she wasn't able to start the car again, "that's not good." She got out and raised the hood. As the girls waited in the car, Lisa began to cry. "I'm scared. How will we get home? What will we do?" "I don't know, but Mom will take care of everything," Morgan said, confident that their mother would know what to do. "I know you're scared, but we can trust her." As Morgan tried to comfort her little sister, she realized her mom had been comforting them in a similar way, and now Morgan understood a little better. Even though none of them knew what to do about Dad leaving, God knew, and He cared. They could trust Him even when they felt worried. Mom opened the car door, got her cell phone out of her purse, and made a call. When she hung up, she smiled at the girls. "Help is on the way." "See, Lisa? Everything will be okay," Morgan assured her little sister again. This time, Morgan also reassured herself of something she knew was true. God knew what the future held, and He would be with them through everything. Well, how about you? Are you worried about something? Are there things in your future that scare you? Trust God to take care of you. He knows all about it and has promised to take care of His children, those who trust Jesus as their Savior. Pray about your problem and then leave it in the Lord's hands. And let other Christians know about your struggles too, so they can help you, encourage you, and pray for you. Our key verse once again from 1 Peter 5:7.
Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you.
And our key thought for today, don't worry. Do you like to listen to the Faith and Fun on Keys for Kids Radio? Now you can fill your whole house with Faith and Fun with Amazon Alexa. Just ask her to play Keys for Kids Radio and you'll tune in to the latest story or song made just for you. Even my thermostat has Alexa now, and I got it to play Keys for Kids Radio. It's a safe place to learn more about God and listen to the best Christian music. So just ask Alexa to play Keys for Kids Radio. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.